Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Doing what he says he will do. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath, Hebrews 6:17. Promises are like pie crusts made to be broken. It's a thought that's too often true, at least in human circles. But don't view God's promises that way. When he speaks, a promise made is as good as a promise kept. The Old Testament is filled with examples of God's keeping his word when others broke theirs, and Hebrews 6 will reassure you of God's faithfulness to his covenants. They are as sure as the ground you walk on. Charles Spurgeon calls attention to the stability of God's promises. Walk with Charles Spurgeon, who from 1834 to 1892 was the most beloved British preacher of his time. It is a cause of much weakness to many that they do not treat the promises of God as realities. If a friend makes a promise, they regard it as a substantial thing and look for that which it secures. But the declarations of God are often viewed as words which mean very little. This is most dishonoring to the Lord and very injurious to us. Rest assured that the Lord never trifles with words. Has he said, and will he not do it? His engagements are always kept. God speaks deliberately, in due order and determination, and we may depend upon it that his words are sure and will be fulfilled as certainly as they are uttered. Can an instance be found in which our God has been false to his word? The ages cannot produce a single proof that the promise-making Jehovah has run back from that which he has spoken. Today's New Testament reading is Hebrews chapter 6, verses 13 through 20.
When God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, "I will surely bless you and give you many descendants." And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. People swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where our forerunner Jesus has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
Let these verses, one from the Old Testament and one from the New, testify regarding how well God keeps his word. God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23:19. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, and so through him the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 1:20. God's promises, not made to be broken, but made to be kept.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.